Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Lighthouse podcast. My name is Jeff Glenn. I'm a pastor here at Lighthouse. So welcome, and we'll just get right into it. We are in the first book of John here, and we've been in chapter 3. Last week we reviewed and we saw that for those who are children of God, for those who love him, we are adopted into his family. And so we are called children of God. And so today we'll look at this phrase right at the end of verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. And so looking at this, this is an identity verse for us. We see that verse 1 ends with, therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. And so it's a very interesting bit of encouragement when you think on it. At first, it doesn't seem like encouragement because it seems negative, right? The world doesn't know us. We all want to be known, and we all want to be seen, and we all want to feel like we're significant in the world. And so we want to feel like our lives matter, and we want to know, have this feeling that who we are as a person matters, and that we're important on some level to people. And to be told that the world does not know us seems like a negative. And let's be honest, right? Who hasn't felt, you know, as if they haven't been seen or heard, or there's no point to their life, you know, like nobody notices them? But we see in this transition into verse 2 that we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So it's this whole idea of being like him, like Christ. That's where we find our identity. And when we look at that, we see the first point to note is that we are children of God. There's not a question in this for those who believe and have confessed, repented of their sin, and believe in Jesus for their salvation. There's no doubt that we are children of God. So the world doesn't know us, but that's okay because it doesn't know Jesus either. And because this world is transient to us, especially compared with our eternity with Jesus, we see that that's where our hope lies, not in the temporary nature of this world, but in eternity with Jesus. Which brings us to our second point. We are not of this world. So that's to bring us comfort, and the world doesn't recognize us because we aren't from this world. John 17:14, Jesus was praying for us, the church, and he said, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of this world, just as I am not of the world. And so we see it right there. That's why the world doesn't see us or recognize us, because it hates us, because we love Jesus. And so it brings us to our third point, that we are accepted and welcomed. Romans 15:7 says, therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. So we are welcomed by Christ. And fourthly, we are joined with Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6:17 tells us that, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. And so our being joined with the Lord gives us comfort that the world doesn't see us or recognize us. Fifthly, we see that we are joint heirs in the kingdom of God. Romans 8:16-17. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So all things that are promised to Christ, all things that are Christ's, are promised to us in this new kingdom, right, in the eternity. We are heirs of God with Christ. Sixthly, we see that we become one with God. So in John 17:22-23, Jesus again speaking, praying to the Father, praying for us, he says, I do not pray for these alone, but I also pray for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. So the world seeing who we are based on our position in Christ through our belief in Jesus is what's going on here. We're going to be joined with Jesus, with God, as in one, and that will show the world who we are. And then finally, that you are known by God. He goes on in chapter 17 of John, verses 25 and 26, and he says, "O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known you that you sent me, and I have declared to them your name, and I will declare it that the love which you loved me may be in them and I in them." And so the world may not know you, the world may hate you, but in Christ we are known. Christ knows us, God knows us. He has given you the gift of adoption into the family of God through belief in Jesus, and he knows you and he calls you by name. You are welcomed, you are loved, and you are so much a part of the family that you're co-heirs with Christ, and you're joined with him eternally, just as Jesus is with the Father. So the encouragement from this passage is that while the world overlooks us and dismisses us and even hates us, but we are in Christ, and so we are known. So our true identity is not found in the world. It is found in Jesus. So I hope that's encouraging you for today, and have a great week.